Welcome back to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and you're listening to The Cube 88.9 FM here in the Townships. In part two of today's show, I will be talking with Carolyn Linday. Carolyn has been a volunteer for Nez Rouge for several years now, and she will talk to us about how it all works. But first, let's hear the song called Holiday. It's by Jimmy Fallon and Jonas Brothers. We will hear the interview right after the song, so please stay tuned. For the Cube, and today I'm very pleased to welcome Carolyn Linday to the Townships at 12. Now, Carolyn was on last year, and she's a volunteer for Nez Rouge, so it's always good to remind people about Nez Rouge, the organization, and when it's running. So welcome, Carolyn.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning.
Okay, what part of the Townships do you volunteer in? You've been a volunteer for Nez Rouge for quite a few years now, I guess.
I started in Magog, and I had basically just done Magog up until last year. And last year, I did both Magog and Sherbrooke.
Okay, good. Last year, Magog and Sherbrooke. Okay. I'd like you to tell our listeners a little bit about Nez Rouge in case somebody doesn't quite know about Nez Rouge and how it works.
Okay, so Nez Rouge is a nonprofit organization that runs from usually somewhere towards the end of November up until New Year's Eve. It is a service that's available usually Friday, Saturday. In Sherbrooke, though, they do Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And it is a service that's offered to people who have been out enjoying the festivities of the holiday season and maybe are not in a state where they should be driving their own vehicle. And they can get in touch with Nez Rouge, and they will send a team to the location where the person is. And they will drive that person and their car home or to the address which they choose to go to.
Okay, that's good to know. So the team, so it's not just one person then?
No, it's a team of three people. And so you have one person that drives the client's car. You have one person that accompanies to do the paperwork and write down the addresses and donations and whatnot. It is also like a security measure so that, you know, there's never one person alone with anybody. And then the third person is following in the accompanying car. And that's just so that when you deliver the person to their destination, then the rest of the team gets back into the car with the following driver.
Okay, that's good to know. Very well thought out. And
it is. It's a lot of fun too.
It is. Now, you mentioned a cost. Is there a donation or a specific cost?
The NAHUJ always supports children's or teens' organizations. So it could be the cadets, it could be a football team, it could be scouts, it could be whatever. I know that in the past, our United Church in Magog had a Sunday school, and we were accepted as one of the persons or organizations to receive funds. Also, the Girls and Boy Scouts of Canada, their troop in Magog also received funding from them. So when you volunteer, you can say that your whatever donations that you receive that night, you want to go to a certain youth organization, or you can just put it in the general pot and it is divided between all the organizations that have applied and have been accepted.
Okay, excellent. How did you get involved with NAHUJ?
Oh, many years ago, my daughter had a friend who had children in cadets, and the friend needed a team to drive one night. And so there was Shanna, my daughter, her friend, and they needed a third person. And so they asked me. And so I said yes, and I got hooked.
Okay, that's a good thing to get hooked in, though, helping the community in such an important thing as that. Now, volunteers, what do volunteers need to go through for their training? And
There's an application form. If you're planning on being a driver, you're going to need a valid driver's license. You need to be 18 years of age and with no criminal infractions against your driver's license. So parking tickets don't count, but anything that's speeding and whatnot, you would not be accepted as a driver, but you could be accepted as somebody who accompanies the person who does all the paperwork.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there quite a bit of training to being a volunteer?
No. Once you're accepted, when you arrive on site for the night that you decide to volunteer, there is a video to watch. And then they have a question and answering period if you have any other questions. And then the rest, you kind of learn as you go. Each year is a little bit different. When we started, we had walkie-talkies to be able to communicate. And now there is they would give us an address and we'd have to write it down. But now with the app there, they just send it to one of your phone and you accept. And it runs much smoother these days.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. Do you have any idea how NAHUJ got its name?
I have really no idea. I think it started out west somewhere, but I won't swear to it.
Okay. Good. I wondered how it got its name. Now, this is National Safe Driving Week, and apparently there's a big problem now with the use of cannabis, people using cannabis and driving. Have you encountered many people using the NAHUJ service when they've been under the influence of cannabis?
Not to my knowledge, but I wouldn't say that it's not impossible. When you call or ask NAHUJ for a ride, I don't think that we ask the reason why you're calling. So, I mean, it could be that you just felt like you had one drink too many, or maybe it is for cannabis. I would say that the majority of people that I have accompanied have not been like outrageously intoxicated in any way, shape, or form. They're just people who are responsible and don't want to take any chances. Mm-hmm. So I would assume that cannabis would fall under that also.
Okay. Do you know if the service is being used quite a bit so far this year?
I don't know. It started only on this past weekend. The 29th was the first day of operation. And unfortunately, I was working this past weekend, so I could not drive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I would assume that the service is bilingual, although most people are fluent in both languages.
And to my knowledge, that most people, like it's majority Francophones that do volunteer, but most do speak English also.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good to know.
And now my teams, personally, I usually have a mix. I have friends who started just this past year who had never done it before. One Francophone, one Anglophone, and we made a team.
Now, that's a great team. Now, you're perfectly,
yes, it is.
You're perfectly bilingual. Any special memories from last year about volunteering for Nez Rouge?
Oh, let's see. Last year, okay, being my first time in Sherbrooke, I was pleasantly surprised about how many local people use it just to go from point A to point B, even if it's only a kilometer. So, yes, we did have one person who called. And she was going from a bar in the east end of Sherbrooke to her home in center of town. And she had her dog with her. And so we had to accept to be able to drive with the dog, okay, which was a very cute dog. So, yes.
Okay, that's a neat story. If somebody wants to find out more about Nez Rouge, is there a website and phone numbers?
There is. There is, if you Google Operation Nez Rouge or Operation Red Nose, there is a website, and I think it is in both English and in French.
Okay.
And it gives you phone numbers and other details right there on the website, whether you want to use the services or be a volunteer.
Okay, good to know. Anything else that we left out, Carolyn, or anything else you'd like to tell our listeners?
Even if you have only one night to volunteer, even just one night helps out a lot, because it's always looking for volunteers, and the more volunteers that they have, the more services they can offer. So even if it's just one night, it's worth giving it a try.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Well, we thank you very much, Carolyn, and all the best on this season volunteering for Nez Rouge. Thanks again, and I hope your cold gets better soon.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good time, good day, and happy holidays.
You too. You and your family. Thanks very much again. Dobson, Santa Claus is back in town here on the Townships at 12. In 2024, reports estimate that nearly 250,000 people in Canada will hear the words, "You have cancer." This impacts not just them, but also their families. Stephanie Lalonde of the Canadian Association of Nurses in Oncology shares this. People living with cancer are facing significant challenges in screening, obtaining a diagnosis, and accessing treatment. Even a four-week delay in receiving treatment decreases a person's chances of survival. The reality is people are dying on lengthy wait lists. They are dying to be a priority. 6.5 million Canadians are without a family doctor, while the average wait time to see a specialist is 16 weeks. As a result, about one quarter receive their diagnosis unexpectedly in an emergency room, which is associated with reduced chances of survival. Advocates are calling for action to reduce wait times, improve early screening and diagnosis, and provide equitable access to care and treatment. Learn more about these efforts at canceractionnow.ca. And that's some health news today here on the Townships at 12, and that is from News Canada.
Snow angels in the front yard, lights on the roof look like stars. I'm holding you in my arms. Laughing till my stomach aches. The kids are staying up late. A smile on everyone's face. It's all in the little things. There's joy in the holidays. So raise your glass like this will never change. If I could bottle up the way I feel, I would keep on sipping on this cinnamon and cheer. You know it tastes like church bells and Christmas classics to get me through the madness. If I could bottle up the way I feel, I'd be good all year. I'd be good all year. I'd be good all year. I've got the luckiest life, counting my blessings at night to keep the season alive. You know it's all in the little things. There's joy in the holidays. So raise your glass like this will never change. If I could bottle up the way I feel, I would keep on sipping on this cinnamon and cheer. You know it tastes like church bells and Christmas classics to get me through the madness. If I could bottle up the way I feel, I'd be good all year. I'd be good all year. I'd be good all year.
Just heard from Crash Adams, and the song is called Good All Year. I'd like to thank my guest today in the second half hour, Carolyn Linde, for reminding us about the important service of Nez Rouge. We will close out today's show with a song by Kelly Clarkson, and the song is called Merry Christmas to the One I Used to Know. Thanks for listening, everyone, and have a great day. Don't forget that the show will be up on our website later today under the Shows tab, and the Tuesday show is always repeated on Wednesday at noon.
If I could feel a memory instead of turn back time, I know that the past is all that's left of you and I. I'd relive when we first met, when you caught my eye. The rush of us and all that was, right now would be so nice. But I know Christmas comes around and the snow falls like a fresh start on the ground. You aren't the one I'm missing, he left long ago. But Christmas Eve, my gift to me is dancing with your ghost. So Merry Christmas to the one I everything was like a dream. You'd be by my side, I know that the past is all that's left of you.